AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli military will have to retain open-ended security control over the Gaza Strip long after the war against Hamas ends. Israeli troops have entered Khan Yunis in an effort to destroy Hamas. The Senate's approved some 425 military promotions after Senator Tommy Tuberville ended a months-long blockade over a Pentagon abortion policy. However, the Alabama Republican says his holds will remain on 11 high-ranking officers. Economic news: a sign the labor market is cooling. Job openings fell in October to the lowest level since March 2021, employers posting 8.7 million. Still, employers have added a solid 239,000 jobs a month this year, and the unemployment rate has come in below 4% for 21 straight months, the longest streak since the 1960s. Activity in service industries expanded for the 41st time in the last 42 months, growth reported by everything from agriculture to wholesale trade. A mostly down day for stocks, Seth Sutel has the closing numbers.
The S&P 500 fell 0.1%. The Dow lost 79 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, which helps set mortgage rates, fell to 4.19%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And Gethin Kulbaugh has the latest from baseball's winter meetings.
One former member of the Los Angeles Angels is exploring a move across town, while another current player isn't going anywhere. Shohei Ohtani met with the Los Angeles Dodgers for 2 to 3 hours a few days ago at Dodger Stadium, manager Dave Roberts revealed at the winter meetings. Ohtani is expected to command a record contract of more than $500 million. Meanwhile, Angels general manager Perry Minajian confirmed the team will not trade three-time AL MVP outfielder Mike Trout. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News. A massive explosion leveled a house last night in Arlington, Virginia. Jennifer King has details.
The incident began Monday afternoon at a duplex in Washington, D.C.'s Virginia suburbs when Arlington County Police responded to reports of shots fired, which they later determined came from a flare gun. Several hours later, as police attempted to serve a search warrant, the suspect inside the house fired several rounds inside, and then the house exploded.
The whole house shook from the sound concussion.
Neighbor Bob Maines tells the AP he thought maybe a tree had fallen on his house.
So then I went outside and I saw people heading down the street.
Video of the incident shows a sudden blast that threw timbers and fire high in the air and collapsed the house instantly. Captain Nate Heiner with the Arlington County Fire Department says they don't yet know the cause of the explosion. Federal investigators are assisting. Jennifer King, Washington.
Thanks, Jen. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.